With an update from cknewstoday.ca, I'm Matt Weaverank. News for Automotion, 505 Richmond Street in Chatham. The capital gains tax is going up along with taxes on cigarettes and vaping products. Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland says that will help pay for $53 billion in new spending over the next 5 years from yesterday's federal budget. The budget also included $8.5 billion for housing, including freeing up surplus federal lands for that. The projected deficit is $39.8 billion. Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre described the budget like a pyromaniac spraying gas on an inflationary fire. NDP leader Jagmeet Singh says the Liberals ignored a chance to take on corporate greed. Just as Canada increases its taxes on smoking products, the British government is moving forward on some of the toughest anti-smoking measures in the world. The Globe and Mail says MPs there voted in principle to ban the sale of tobacco to anyone born after January 1st, 2009. That would still be in effect in the UK even after those people turn 18 years old. The bill could come into effect next year. Loblaw faces a possible class action lawsuit filed by former and current Shoppers Drug Mart franchise owners. CTV News says that still has to be certified. It alleges Loblaw engaged in corporate practices that put patient care at risk. That includes putting targets on meds check appointments and minimizing support staff hours. And the first seven jurors for former President Donald Trump's hush money trial have been chosen. The Associated Press says the trial still needs another 11 more people sworn in before opening statements can start. That could begin as early as next week. The Red Wings did everything they could to make it into the playoffs last night, but that still wasn't enough. The Wings beat the Canadiens in a shootout 5-4, but Detroit was knocked out of playoff contention when Washington beat Philly 2-1. The Maple Leafs dropped their third straight game as they lost 5-2 to the Panthers. That locks the Leafs into a first-round matchup with the Bruins. The Blue Jays beat the Yankees 5-4 yesterday, while the Tigers doubled up the Rangers 4-2. And the LA Lakers beat New Orleans 110-106 to book their spot in the first round of the NBA playoffs. The Pelicans will now face the Kings for the final spot in the West after Sacramento beat out Golden State. Periods of rain today, the risk of a thunderstorm at a high of 19 Celsius. Showers clearing up overnight, low 12, and a mix of sun and cloud tomorrow with a high of 15. I'm Matt Weaverank. For more on these and other stories, visit cknewstoday.ca.